This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hello, it's Scott. Listen to our show weekdays between 4 and 7 on Radio 1. On today's podcast, we met Jordan on the show earlier, who we did a random act of kindness for back in December. Today was his big day in London visiting Radio 1, so we wanted to find out how he was getting on. Today is the day of the trip, and he's here now. Hi, huh?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah? You're right. How was your day so far?
Yeah, it was good.
What have you been doing?
I was at the Eye of London, and then I went to...
Where did he go, Mum?
Tower of London?
Yeah.
Tower of London. And did you go on the London Eye as well?
Yeah.
Any good?
Yeah, very good.
Excellent. So have you been then, because it's been like 6 months since we spoke to you, so have you been since?
I've been really good.
Yeah? Still looking after your mum?
Yeah.
Mum just put two fingers in her mouth then.
Right, let's speak to Mum. How's he been?
He's been doing really well, so he has.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Still looking after you?
Yeah, still looking after me well.
Very good. Okay.
He's looking after me as well. Do you know
what?
That?
What?
He's bought me an Easter egg.
I know. Right, listen. He's got a present for you and me and Laura, so thank you so much
really
for that.
Nice.
That's really good. I got a Dougal Magic Roundabout in chocolate, which is great. So thanks for my present.
Okay.
Is it quite weird seeing what Radio 1 is like? Because I know you're a big fan, you listen every day.
Yeah, it's quite strange.
Is it strange?
Yeah, I didn't think it would be like that.
What did you... I know. What did you think it would be like? More impressive, maybe?
No, it's... down.
Yeah, just different. Okay. Yeah.
Tidier, more glamorous.
Yeah, all that. Right, listen, if you could just hang out for the rest of the show, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I've got a little surprise for you, Chopper, which you don't know about yet.
No.
Which we recorded with Jordan a little bit earlier on. Don't tell him what it is yet, okay?
Right, okay.
You need to watch your back.
Really?
Right, yeah, like, you know, you need to watch your back, really.
Breaking sport's very difficult to deal with.
Check this out.
With the Lunchtime Sport, it's Jordan Nelson.
It's the biggest night in Arsenal's season so far. They face Villarreal in the first leg of their Champions League semi-final. All the talk still about Thierry Henry's future. He says he'll sign a deal in his own time. He's shown the commitment on the pitch and just wants to talk football.
I think sometimes it's a bit of a shame that always, you know...
And it went on for another minute after that. And can I just say that was one take as well?
Are you after my job?
Yes.
So soften me up with an Easter egg, hey? And then behind my back, you're doing that?
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Also today, we finally got to the bottom of what's happening in Laura's love life. Had a lot of emails about yesterday's show saying that we were a little bit out of order for what we said to Laura. And a lot of you thought we were being quite harsh by putting pressure on her about what happened over the weekend and whether she was with Gareth, who, of course, was the winner of One Night with Laura.
I thought we were fine. We were just trying to find out exactly what had happened.
No, I think, thinking about it, I think we were a bit harsh.
Do you?
And I think that Laura is... Yeah, we had a chat last night. I think Laura is kind of entitled to her privacy.
Okay.
But we did speak off air last night after a couple of cheeky glasses of wine, and we've decided that there are a few things that you kind of need to know. You don't know this yet, do you?
No, I've no idea what's going on. Not for the first time.
It's true that Laura was not with Gareth this weekend.
Right.
And the reason she felt a little bit uncomfortable about what happened yesterday was that she actually spent the weekend with someone else. It's not like she didn't like Gareth. In fact, no, they got on really well, her and Gareth, as you can see from the online video of them in Paris.
You will see.
But it's more of a kind of brother-sister thing than a boyfriend-girlfriend thing. They do... I mean, you do have a right laugh with Gareth, don't you?
Yeah, I love him.
Like a brother, though.
Like a brother, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I feel that before it all gets out...
Where's this going?
Right. Okay, we might as well just say it, right? We should let you know that Laura has actually been seeing James, who you might remember from the One Night with Laura tour. He was the...
The slightly fat one.
No. The bad boy... That was one of the ones who doesn't speak, gasping in amazement. He was the slight bad boy who admitted that he had a wandering eye, and he sang Babe by Take That at the audition, remember?
Yeah.
And he was knocked out of the competition by you on the Monday before the final. But I am pleased to tell you that this weekend they have made it official, and they've had the chat, and Laura is now officially going out with James.
They've had the chat?
Yeah. About, are we boyfriend?
Took all weekend to have the chat, did it?
And I think we should all... I mean, me and Laura discussed this. We should all be quite pleased because the tour was about finding Laura true love. And she has. Not with the winner, but she has found true love. So I am actually quite chuffed for you, Laura. I genuinely mean that. I know that you think I'm being sarcastic, but I am chuffed that you have found a boyfriend out of this whole thing, which was the idea in the first place.
Thank you.
And is it still going on?
Yeah, right. Very much so.
It's lasted more than a weekend.
Yes.
Mm. Wow. So don't be so cynical about it. She's met his parents and everything. And they've been to home base together.
Yeah.
So it is serious.
Wow.
But we are quite chuffed for you, Laura.
Thank you.
You'll notice they've both changed their MySpace profiles from single to in a relationship.
Have you really?
Yeah. I really have.
Sad bint.
Download. So we've told you the good news about Laura going steady with James.
Is the plan to, like, work through each finalist?
No.
All right, okay.
This is James. Babe. Remember him? At the Southampton audition.
I'm back again. I tell you, I'm back again. Babe, where have you been?
She did flutter her eyelashes a lot when this was on.
I only asked that question, by the way, because I didn't want Ben to get his hopes up. I tell you,
I'm the accordion guy.
Where have you been? Scott.
Do you know what? Most people on the text are saying at least it wasn't Shep. But a lot of you want to know how the winner of One Night with Laura feels about all this, so we've got him on the line. Gareth?
Yeah, right, Scott. Hi, Chopper.
Now, I'm just checking you all right with all this, really.
Oh, yes, of course.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's all cool. I spoke to Laura the other day, and it's all right. Bit angry that James didn't ask for my permission, but then I can understand why he wouldn't. You know, he wouldn't want the charred cats after him, anything like that. So, yeah, you know, I can kind of see where he's coming from there, but, you know, even so...
So you're sure you're okay, genuinely?
Yeah, no, everything's cool with me. Okay. Essentially, me and Laura will be friends forever because we both have matching key rings known as a PC Lumi stick, only 6 francs.
From Disneyland Paris. Yeah. Okay, I mean, like, you and Laura do get on really well, so I reckon you will be mates for ages.
Yeah, rock and roll.
We'd like to see you again because we had a good time in that weekend in Paris, didn't we?
Yeah, definitely.
So are you happy for Laura?
Oh, yeah. It's, look, you know, I'm pretty glad that it wasn't boring Ben. And that sheep bloke. Because they were losers.
Are you a little bit upset that it didn't come to more than this for you, though?
No, I'm cool, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you're still good mates, Laura, so that's all good.
Yeah, well, you know me, Scott. You know, I'm like a gypsy. I go from place to place.
And you just get so bored so easily.
Yeah, I was bored of Laura anyway, she's rubbish.
Right, listen, Gareth, it's good to speak to you. I hope to see you again soon, yeah?
Yeah, see you in London.
A lot of people would like to know if you would come on and do, like, a spot on our show every now and again, because they find you quite amusing.
Yeah, sure.
Would you be up for that?
Yeah, of course. Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Radio 1. If you liked all that on our podcast, try our show, weekdays 4 till 7 on BBC Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.